After battling through their regular season schedule, the McDonald Lady Mags enter the postseason knowing that in order to advance, they'd need to be at their best every night. Well, good evening and welcome to Barron High School, home of the Golden Bears, in sight of this WIAA Division IV sectional semifinal, hitting your number 2 seed at McDonald Central Lady Mags against the number 1 seed in this bracket, the Cameron Conference. And Chloe Flanagan picks up her dribble, throws in the left corner. That's Ann Siegenthaler to Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up, drops it down. Kendall Heffler up.
Beautiful.
For 2. And there's the first basket of the night to McDonald. Throws high post to Olivia Lecision. Has her shot blocked by Kendall Heffler. Kendall Heffler along the baseline. Gets good position. Goes up and scores again. Kendall came to play. Hartman kick out Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler for 3. Bucket for McDonald. A hit from the right wing for Siegenthaler. And you mentioned someone's going to need to step up. And in this situation with Claire on the bench.
There we go.
And Siegenthaler with a steal. Euros down the lane. Oh. Goes down. 3 right side. That one rims in and out. Kendall Heffler powers down the rebound. Pushes out Ann Siegenthaler. And a one-on-one down the lane. Challenge and scores. And out to Chloe. Chloe dumps it down to Buescher. Kick out. Claire Ruff, left corner pocket. 3.
Nice.
Splashed it. Claire Ruff with the hit from downtown. Oh. Hard in the paint. Nice. Going up and scoring. And 1 for Ann Siegenthaler. Here in right side. Drops it back. Tipped pass. Back to Claire. Claire pulls up from 10. It's sweet. Claire Ruff gets a nice feed from Siegenthaler. And Ruff up and in for 2, sneaking along that left baseline. Here in Siegenthaler drives in hard. Euros and scores. Olsen drives in hard. Her shot
nice block
by the Siegenthalers.
Kendall come from behind there, and Ann was in front. There's Ann.
In the lane, pull up. No, grabs her own rebound, goes up strong.
There we go.
Scores. A muscly basket for Ann Siegenthaler. McDonald back within 2 possessions. It's a 2-3 zone, left side. Tess Rzowski, the senior. She'll pull up for 3. Off the glass and good. How about Tess? Long cross court skip on Lee Hartman. Extra pass. Tess Rzowski for another 3.
Got it.
Yes! Hits the 3 and gives McDonald the lead! 51-50! Front of the rim, no. Rebound tracked down, but taken away by McDonald. Push ahead. Kendall Heffler over the shoulder catch. Layup in.
Nice!
McDonald retakes the lead. Siegenthaler with the find. And Olsen missed the layup off into rebound. Put back. No.
Another miss.
McDonald takes the rebound down.
There's Kendall again.
Siegenthaler to Kendall. Kendall ahead of the back. Over the shoulder.
Oh, catch. Nice!
And another layup. Kendall Heffler. We'll take a break to catch our breath as well. Screen, Siegenthaler driving baseline, hangs in the air, and hits! Oh my goodness, Aaron Siegenthaler! Olsen to tie the game for 3. Backside of the rim, no. Rebound out to Kendall Heffler. Kendall has a one-on-one. To the right side of the lane, hangs in the air, and
shot
goes down again for Kendall!
Aaron Siegenthaler trying to give McDonald a 3-point advantage. Free throw,
perfect! Aaron Siegenthaler hits 2 pressure-packed free throws. Second free throw. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by McDonald's loose. Taken back out by Baby Olsen. 8 seconds left. Olsen guarded closely. 6 seconds. Olsen pulls up for 3 to tie the game. No. Offensive rebound. Put back. Yes. But the clock is going to run out.
Yep.
It's 62-61. Is there any time left?
No.
No, the game is over. And McDonald has won. McDonald survives by a point and moves on to a sectional final on Saturday.
And the road to the Resh continues. After an emotional, gritty win in the sectional semifinal, the McDonald Lady Mags advance within a step of state. But to get back to Green Bay, they'll need to take out the Panthers of Durand, Arkansas. This is McDonald Lady Mags Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
McDonald Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, By Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with a Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO,
go Max,
your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Altoona High School, site of this WIAA Division IV sectional final, with the winner completing the road to the Resch Center in Green Bay. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney, Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator and producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Greg Stewart and Elliot Spies. It's your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Macs 18-8 against the Durand Arkansas Panthers 22-5, both number two seeds, both advanced with sectional semi wins on Thursday night. Durand pounded Colfax. McDonald escaped by a point over Cameron in that game we had up in Barron. And before we get further on here, of course, a scary, scary moment in Barron as Claire Ruff had to be taken off the court on a stretcher. And again, just praising the Lord that Claire is back here tonight. Will not play, but Claire is here dressed. She'll be supporting her teammates, and her dad just wanted to make sure that we pass along to everyone how grateful the family is for the prayers that everyone was lifting up for Claire. And a scary situation, and so glad to see our friend, that wonderful young lady, all right.
Yes, and she's gonna be probably as great from the bench, being suited up but not able to play, an inspiration to her teammates that are just going to go out there and step it up for her.
We are looking forward to this one. The first time these two teams met was the second game of the season for Durand, Arkansas. McDonald won that game 61-53 on their home floor. But again, it's been an eternity since that game. And both teams a lot better since then, and now within a step of state. Three other teams have already advanced to the state semifinals. We'll see who between McDonald and Durand, Arkansas advances next. Well, a couple housekeeping items here as obligated by the WIAA. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that Real Milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro basketball players that know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And a great opportunity exists for people who enjoy sports as participants by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while providing a community service by giving back to the games that meant so much to you. By becoming a WIAA licensed official, it gives you the opportunity to be involved, stay in shape, and assist in providing the lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in education-based athletics. Signing up is easy. Simply apply online at WIAAWI.org and access the officials tab to get started today. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We're back in 3 minutes. Lady Max pregame conversations with both head coaches coming up on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Macs pregame sectional final here in Altoona. Winner goes to state between your McDonald Central Lady Macs and the Panthers of Durand, Arkansas. Here with head coach Darren Lowenhagen of Durand, Arkansas. And coach, you saw this McDonald team early on in the season. They beat you at their place. That was such a long time ago. Does that have any bearing on this game?
Yeah, you know, I think it always helps to play a team and kind of you can match speeds a little bit and figure out. But both teams have grown so much I think it was second game of the year. So you get to now, even when you go back and look at your own team, you don't quite recognize them from the second game on. So I would imagine both teams are playing much better at this point.
What would you say has been the biggest jump for your team as you've really been on a roll?
Yeah, I think just kind of coming together as a group. You know, each year you got to find yourself a little bit, and early on, you know, you don't know who to play, you don't know how much minutes for each girl. They got to get their feet under them, running our offenses and stuff like that. So I think all of those things kind of come together at the end of this season.
And finally, when you look at your opponent tonight at McDonald, what do they do that presents a problem?
I mean, they're just athletic from every position. You know, they got a good post. They got good guards. They run the floor extremely well. They rebound extremely well. They do a good job with their pressures, getting tips and deflections. So there's really not anything they do poorly.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time, and best of luck to you and the Panthers tonight and in Green Bay should you move on.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Darren Lowenhagen back with Coach Williams after this McDonald pregame on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Welcome back to sectional final pregame McDonald Lady Max playoff basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's McDonald in a rematch against Durand, Arkansas, here with head coach Sally Williams. And coach, just ask Coach Loewenhagen about this as well, too. You saw each other's second game of the season, but that seems like such an eternity ago. Does that have any bearing on this game?
I mean, a little, but I mean, you know of each other. But like you said, it was so early in the season. Things have changed. Tons of things have changed. People develop. You're running different things. So, I mean, it's playoff basketball, and anything can happen anyhow. So,
we've certainly seen that. What would you say is the biggest change in your team from, again, late November, early December to now?
I think the belief and confidence in themselves, and then just being able to handle adversity and grit things out. I mean, it doesn't have to be pretty. It's not always maybe as clean cut as we want it to be, but somehow they find a way.
And coach, this Durand team, what are they doing well right now? Because they've, again, really gotten hot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're a great team. They're very disciplined. They are very fundamental. They're running it down like by the books. And so they're just a tough team to break their skin. They're very composed. And so they're playing well right now.
Well, coach, you guys are as well. We're looking forward to talking afterward. And maybe we're talking about a road trip to the East.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams here on McDonald Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
It's McDonald Playoff Pregame here on WOGO's course. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Time for the Choice and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, when we look at McDonald and Durand, Arkansas, they've met a long time ago this season. We've talked about how both teams have certainly improved since then, and now they are one step away from state. Again, three other teams have already made the state tournament Division Four, and we'll find out in the next couple hours who will be the fourth.
Yes, and, you know, this is it's just pure excitement out here. This place, again, is packed to the rim. I mean, the stands are absolutely packed on both sides. The student section across from us and the parent section here, there's just a ton of people here, and it's fun. The atmosphere, again, this is the atmosphere that I really enjoy.
Yes.
These guys are just getting after it, and, again, you know, some of the keys, I think the keys for McDonald is just, I think it's going to be that big inspiration they're going to get from Claire.
Yes.
Just that motivational factor that Claire is down there with a smile on her face. She's fine. Everybody can take a little bit of a sigh of relief knowing she's fine, and I think these girls are just going to have fun and win a game tonight.
Your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also the WOGO Sports live video stream on our WOGO Radio Facebook page and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Always appreciate subscriptions there. We'll be back in 2 minutes with final thoughts on WOGO.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher-paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. cvtc.edu/spring.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck. Locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Winding down pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. A final thought from you, Mark Maloney, before this one gets going and this place gets really loud.
Oh, I can't wait for it to get loud. And I just think this is just going to be a great game. You know, again, both teams seen each other earlier on in the season. But this, again, this atmosphere is just amazing. And, you know, and I think the McDonald girls look really composed. Not real nervous, like they know what they need to do.
We are looking forward to this one. We have been since Thursday night. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes with your starting lineups and player introductions. It's almost game time here in a WIAA Division IV sectional final game. Winner goes to the Rec Center in Green Bay for the state tournament. Back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
closing strains of our national anthem, beautifully performed by the Altoona Pep Band. As we are at Altoona High School, the Durand, Arkansas Pep Band.
Yeah, they got a nice little 14-piece band over there. Just very loud.
And it is going to get loud and louder in here as the starting lineup's Chloe Off, the senior for Durand, Arkansas, leads out the Panthers. Then number 11, Addison Off, fellow senior. Number 12, Victoria Kurth. Again, another senior for head coach Darren Lowenhagen. Number 14, Emma Hoyt. Yet another senior rounding out the starting five. Number 21, Sawyer Sabelko. That is five seniors if you're counting at home for this veteran, talented Durand, Arkansas lineup. On the other side for your McDonald Central Max, head coach Sally Williams. Aaron Siegenthaler, number zero, the 5'7" sophomore guard, averaging 5.8 points per game. Kendall Heffler, number one, the senior, 6.1 points per game, the team's leading rebounder. She stands 5'10". And Siegenthaler, 5'8", sophomore, number five, second on the team with 10.3 points per game. Then comes Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4", junior guard, averaging 2.1 points per game, second on the team in assists. And rounding out the starting five tonight, Emily Hartman, the 5'8", sophomore, number 31, averaging 5.7 points per game. Of course, Claire Ruff is here but is not playing, but so beyond grateful that Claire is here after that scary situation Thursday night. The Durand, Arkansas Panthers, jet black uniforms with the white and purple accents on the numerals and lettering, McDonald resplendent in their white tops and bottoms with the solid blue numerals and lettering, the blue accents at the bottoms of the tanks and tops of the shorts. Five seniors against a primarily sophomore-led McDonald team, but we saw the seniors step up on Thursday night, particularly Kendall Heffler and Tess Rozowski. And Kendall will be jumping it up at midcourt. Opening tap won by Durand, Arkansas. They'll attack very quickly. Left block. Shot in the paint. Blocked by Ann Siegenthaler. Tie up, and possession will stay with Durand.
Nope, should go the way.
Going McDonald's way.
They got the tip.
So again, an early defensive play.
Very nice. Ann Siegenthaler just blocking a nice shot.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. Wogo Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Deep two from the left corner. Pops in and out for Kendall Heffler. Pulled down by Chloe Off.
Good looking shot from Kendall.
All taking her time across the timeline. Leaves it right side. Throw up top to Addison Off. And I believe there's at least a couple sets of sisters in this Panther team. Left corner, Chloe Off, guarded by our Chloe. Chloe Flanagan, feed down to the left block. Wheeling, knocked away for a moment. Back out up top for the Panthers. Chloe Off, right wing, the point guard. Throws up top, Emma Hoyt. And five seniors. Wide open look at a three for Durand. Front of the rim, no. Good box on the rebound by Chloe Off. She goes up strong, knocked away in the paint. Kick back out, shot missed, but a foul. As Addison Off will go to the line, shooting two. Again, we don't have the advantage of heights listed for the Durand, Arkansas Panthers, but they seem to have a height advantage at most positions here. First free throw, rims in for the game's first points.
Trying to see who's at the line.
Second free throw on the way. That good as well.
Addison.
For Addison Off. Game's first 2 points go to the Panthers of Durand, Arkansas. They lead 2-0. 16:48 to go here, first half. Left side, Siegenthaler. Up top, Chloe Flanagan. Shoots right side, Kendall Heffler. Looking to the post, Emily Hartman trying to find position there. Kendall driving baseline, tripped up, lost it out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. Last touch there by Durand, Arkansas. McDonald will inbound underneath the hoop.
Both teams playing man-to-man defense.
Emily Hartman to inbound. She's having a little trouble with it, looking for help. Throws it to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drives hard in the air. And one!
And one! McDonald ties the game and looking to take the first lead. And Siegenthaler.
Oh, that's Aaron, excuse me. Yep. You'd think by this point in the season I would know better. How about Aaron with the aggressive take? 2-2. Free throw rims out. Rebound snapped down by the Panthers and Victoria Kurth. Team fouls even at one apiece. Winner goes to the Resch Center in Green Bay. This is a sectional final. Division 4, two number two seeds. Kurth at the right elbow. Knocked away. And Aaron Siegenthaler. Hartman drive that loose. Aaron Siegenthaler down the lane. She had it stripped away. Thrown back up top by Arkansas. Moran now on the move. Solid defense by both teams to start. Emma Hoyt up top, swings right wing. Good look at a three for Chloe Off. That one rims in and out. Robbed by the rim here at Altoona. That was a good looking shot. Heave ahead, and Siegenthaler, and goes up hard. Oh. Strong off the glass. It's a 50-foot heave from Aaron to Ann.
Yeah.
And the shot would not fall.
It was a very nice pass. They weren't looking for it. She had a shot. Thought she got a little bit of body and hit there, but
Victoria Kurth loses in the backcourt, but again, it was tapped back by Emily Hartman. So no over and back. Kurth crosses over across the timeline. Leaves for Sawyer Sabelko. Sabelko against Siegenthaler. Right wing for Emma Hoyt. On the left side, Victoria Kurth. Kurth has it knocked loose and stolen by Kendall Heffler in the paint after Siegenthaler got a piece of it. Kendall, back to Aaron. Aaron Siegenthaler high on the right wing. Aaron drives baseline, crosses over. Tar take to the rim. Comes up short.
Very nice.
Beautiful move.
Move,
everything but the finish.
Yes. It's all right. They're getting in the rhythm.
2-2, 3 minutes into this game. Student sections have not sat down yet. Left side, Chloe Off outside the arc, guarded by Chloe Flanagan. Leaves for Addison Off up top. Swings to the right side. Siegenthaler applying the defensive pressure. Kick up top. Three passed up by Kurth. Kurth gets it back at the foul line. Knocked loose for a moment. Kurth wheeling, working the pivot foot. Couple dribbles. Now looking for some help. Finds Addison Off up top. Off gives a screen. Looking on the pick and roll. No. Victoria Kurth left side. Emma Hoyt. Way to the foul line against Ann Siegenthaler. Sawyer Sabelko up top. Leaves the left side. Chloe Off passes up for three. Looking into the post, can't get it in there. We'll leave it back up top, Addison Off. My goodness, both teams are locked in right now.
They are. The defense is phenomenal.
2-2, 4 minutes into this game. Emma Hoyt back up top to Victoria Kurth. Leaves the right side, Addison Off. Drive along the baseline, throwing up a shot and drawing a foul. As Chloe Off, second team foul on McDonald. Blocking foul call.
Kendall picking that one up.
That's her first, team second. 2-2. So far, Durand, Arkansas, 2-for-2 from the foul line. First free throw is good. 3-2, Durand, Arkansas takes the lead as Chloe off her first point. Lauren Buescher comes in the game along with Riley Christensen Richardson, number 11 and number 34, respectively. Chloe off to make it 4-2. Free throw off the front of the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by McDonald. And Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler up top. Backtracking with the dribble, trying to avoid a trap. Throws across the floor to Aaron Siegenthaler. Finds a cutting Riley Christensen Richardson. Wraps the pass down to Lauren Buescher. She had it knocked away and stolen. Again, hands very quickly in the passing lanes. By the Durand Arkansas Panthers. Kick out for a wide open three. That one off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Riley Christensen Richardson. A good look there for Addison Off. McDonald trails by a point, 3-2. Right corner, Riley Christensen Richardson back up top. Long skip pass to Ann Siegenthaler. A little bit of a bobble over there. Got it back off a screen from Chloe Flanagan. High on the left. Floats it across the floor, Aaron Siegenthaler. And we have, what, kind of a 1-3-1?
I like a 2-1-2 almost.
Chloe Flanagan finds Riley Christensen Richardson. Spots up for three. That one too strong off the far side of the rim. Rebound knocks through a couple pairs of hands. And back to the Panthers with 12:50 to go. Left side, Sabelko. Sabelko, the senior, into the corner, Victoria Kurth. No subs yet for Durand, Arkansas. Again, five seniors in their starting lineup. Left side, Emma Hoyt. Hoyt drives to the left block. Stripped on the way up by Siegenthaler. Out of bounds. Last touch by Durand going to McDonald. How about Ann Siegenthaler tomahawking that one loose? Ann is going to take a quick break, as will Chloe Flanagan. And coming into the game for McDonald, Kelsey Bremnis, the sophomore, and Tess Rosowski, the senior.
Sometimes the coaches see that tomahawk chop there and they want to foul right away, but She very clearly must have hit the ball.
Kelsey Brennan is high on the left. Has it knocked away and stolen. Addison Hall took it out of the air. Off down the lane. Layup goes in. 5-2. Addison off with 4 points. Durant a full one possession lead. Tess Rzowski in the right corner. Tess had those two threes up in Barron against Cameron in that sectional semi. At the left elbow, Riley Christensen. Richardson, her pass knocked away and stolen. Durant on the move once again after forcing another turnover. Panthers moving right to left here in the first half. Long cross court skip off. Wide open for three. Front rim, no. Long rebound. Tracked down by the Panthers. Just beat McDonald to the ball. Emma Hoyt was the first to it. Sabelko swings left side to Chloe off. Guarded by Tess Rzowski. Far side of the floor, Hoyt. Hoyt for three. Front of the rim, no. There's a rebound from McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes. To Siegenthaler, far side of the floor. Lady Max trail by just a three. Aaron Siegenthaler finds Kelsey Bremnes right wing outside the arc. Loops it back to Aaron on the left wing. Short corner feed, Tess Rzowski. Ball fake. Whips to Riley Christensen-Richardson to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes for three off the backside of the rim. Long rebound tracked down by Sabelko. She lost it near midcourt. McDonald wants to travel.
Yeah.
Sabelko got it back. I think the officials were right to keep silent on the whistles there. It was close.
A lot of bodies there, and whether she had control of the ball or not.
Off drops it down to the post. Good position there by Hoyt. Up top, Sabelko. 5-2, Durand, Arkansas. Emma Hoyt up top. Hoyt. Oh, Paul and Kelsey Bremnes. As Hoyt was looking for off on the right side. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. And whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. That's American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Side out of bounds for Durand, Arkansas. Allison McMahon, yet another senior, into the game for head coach Darren Loewenhagen.
Coach Williams to play. Substituted. We got a lot of her starters back out there.
Quick three from the right corner. Back rim, no. Kendall Heffler with the rebound. Heffler will push. Off coming from behind. Drive along the baseline, up and in for two.
And Siegenthaler.
And Siegenthaler pulls McDonald within a point. So Ann and Aaron with all 4 points for McDonald. 1 point game, 5-4. Durand, Arkansas with the lead almost 8 minutes into this game. Chloe off up top against Chloe Flanagan. Right side, good look at a three. On the way, back rim, no. Long rebound, good box out by Chloe Flanagan, actually. And Siegenthaler beats her to it. McDonald has some numbers here. And back out to Chloe Flanagan. Straight up, top of the key. Chloe backtracking with that left-handed dribble. 9:48 to play. 5-4, McDonald trails by a point. Riley Christensen-Richardson drives into a double team. Kick out left side. Emily Hartman for a three. Side of the rim, won't go down. Fight for the rebound. Tie up.
Jump ball.
And a possession arrow staying with McDonald.
One ref,
the other way.
One ref has a foul. I think they're going to get the foul.
And that will go against Kendall Heffler. That was
Riley
Christensen-Richardson called for the foul. We'll start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, EauClaireLASIK.com. That's EauClaireLASIK.com. I did not mean to do that read right after a call that we slightly disagreed with. That was honestly unintentional. No disrespect intended. Into the right corner. Now kick back up top of the key for Durand, Arkansas. Riley pokes it loose. 9:23 to play. 5-4, McDonald with a disadvantage by 1 point. Chloe off against Riley Christensen-Richardson. The Panthers far side of the floor, Victoria Kurth outside the arc. Down to that corner, Allison McMahon. McMahon against Kendall Heffler. A blocking foul called on Kendall. And that is her second foul. 9:03 remaining. Riley Christensen-Richardson checks out. Aaron Siegenthaler in. We'll see what Coach Williams elects to do as Kendall Heffler will be subbed.
Yeah.
Lauren Buescher will come in again. Kendall just such a vital part of this team, rebounding and defense.
I was watching Kendall's body language out there when she's looking at Coach Williams, and she's going, no, don't take me out, don't take me out.
She wants to be out here playing. Pass dropped along the baseline and out of bounds to McDonald. And it was a nice look for Chloe off. think she was looking for Kurth down there. Turnover by the Panthers to McDonald. Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan, left wing. Off a screen from Emily Hartman. Cross-court skip and Siegenthaler to Aaron Siegenthaler in the right corner. Aaron bodied up all the way across the floor. They'll drop it down to Emily Hartman. Had good position, couldn't get the shot. From low on the left. Left side now, Sabelko for the Panthers. 5-4. Durand, Arkansas leads by a point. Right side, Victoria Kerr. And these two teams met second game of the season. McDonald won that one 61-53. Emma Hoyt. Excuse me, Kerr, rather. Back out to Addison off. Left corner is Kerr. Working back around the perimeter. Addison off. Right side, Chloe off. A little bit of a bobble up top between the wheels. Emily Hartman is going to be called for a block and a foul, and the officials, I think, were right on top of that one. There was a lot of contact. And
yeah, I think they let her get away with a little bit extra there and then finally had to, you know, tell her to back off.
Didn't back off, and that's the sixth foul on McDonald. So final 8:02 of the first half will be bonus free throws for Durand, Arkansas. They've only committed one foul. Up top. Kurth passes up the three, drops back for Sabelko. Left side, Addison off. Drop down to the right block. Kick out, quick trigger on a three. Sabelko, front rim, no. Long rebound. McDonald couldn't get to it. Driving hard along the baseline and scoring. Durand, Arkansas's number 14, Emma Hoyt. 7-4, back to a full one possession lead for the Panthers. And they only allowed 22 points on Thursday night against Colfax. Off the glass, too strong on a mid-range jumper for Ann Siegenthaler from the right wing. Going off across the timeline. Right side of Emma Hoyt outside the arc, right wing. Kurth leaves for off left corner. Off drives baseline, goes over the top of Emily Hartman, blocked, and a foul on whom?
I don't know who they're going to call that on.
It looks like they're going to call it on McDonald. The ball was loose.
It might go against.
And Chloe may get called for that foul. And that will send Durand, Arkansas to the line. It was a nice defensive play by McDonald. The block shot, but then in the scramble for the loose ball. Off never gave up fighting for it and able to draw the foul. Now she'll be at the line trying to give her team a two-possession lead. First free throw. Rims out. Good rebound by Siegenthaler of McDonald. She'll push her head to his sister, Aaron. Under 7 minutes to play. Still a three-point ball game. And Siegenthaler left wing. Chloe Flanagan high on the left. Leaves it for Aaron Siegenthaler. Short corner feed. And Siegenthaler passes up the three. Loops it across. Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three. Left.
Oh, yeah. McDonald into that one. Ties the game.
7-7. Off the triple from Emily Hartman, the sophomore. 6.5 minutes to play, first half. Cross-court pass, loop to Kurth. Kurth up and in for two. He got behind the McDonald defense. Victoria Kurth, her first basket. 9-7. And Siegenthaler, contested catch. And there's a foul against Victoria Kurth. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports. On WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass, a salute to all the hardworking athletes. Riley Christensen Richardson comes in. Chloe Flanagan takes the seat. Siegenthaler, Aaron Siegenthaler left wing. Her team trailing 9-7. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. Aaron to Ann. Ann crosses over on her defender, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Chloe Auth of Durand, Arkansas. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Sam Aberley, our on-site camera producer. Video producer and camera operator, I should say. And our audio producers at the WOGO home base in Hallie, Greg Stewart and Elliot Spies. Runner down the lane. Aaron Siegenthaler off the mark. Fight for the rebound. Aaron got it back. So take it out the corner. Oh, for a travel.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe not.
It's close.
Yep.
Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mavs. Cibelco down the right side of the lane. Nice drop pass down low. A beautiful third pass and another block by McDonald. Riley got the piece of it and now coming the other way off his second missed shot.
Nice block by Riley. She's been just getting up in the air lately.
Left side, Emily Hartman for three and the lead.
Yes!
She got another one. Nothing but net for McDonald. They lead 10-9. First lead in a minute for McDonald. It's been a bit. 5:18 to go. Ann Siegenthaler trying to poke it loose near midcourt. Hand off to Cibelco. Cibelco goes back to Emma Hoyt. Between the wheels, Aaron Siegenthaler comes out on her. Right side feed into the corner. Bradison off. 5 minutes to play. Chloe off up top, driving down the middle of the lane. Nice bounce pass down low. Kerr throws one up with the right hand. No. Out of bounds. Saved back into Duran's hands. Quick trigger on a three. In transition, no. Rebound box out Lauren Buescher. It's a very athletic play on the save by the Panthers.
Yes.
So McDonald was trying to just let it go out of bounds. Emily Hartman, left baseline, lost it on the way to the hoop. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald with 4:34 to play. Well, we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in half a minute. This is
seconds.
Lady Mavs Basketball on WOGO Sports back in 30 seconds.
Being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. In a one-point ball game, McDonald with the lead, 10-9. Grand Arkansas with the basketball after the Lady Max turnover and timeout. Chloe Oth across the timeline avoids the trap. Jasmine Gerber is coming to the game, number 23. Another part of the sophomore class for McDonald. Nice bounce pass down. Low up and in for two. Counted and a foul for Durand, Arkansas's number 11,
Addison
Auth. She retakes the lead for her team. Auth has 6 points and looking for more at the charity stripe. Well, don't delay. Bid today. Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Free throw no good. McDonald with the rebound. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. That's WisconsinSurplus.com. Still a one-point game, 11-10. McDonald trails by one. Long cross-court pass, Emily Hartman. Hartman with the head fake. Back up top, Aaron Siegenthaler, left of the circle. Siegenthaler at the left elbow, picks up her dribble, slides a bounce back up top, Riley Christensen-Richardson. Right side, Jasmine Gerber. Gerber to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron right wing. 3:47 to play first half. Long cross-court pass, knocked away and stolen.
Stepped out of bounds.
Stepping on the far side of the out-of-bounds line. Kurth. Buescher. Tess Rozowski. Tess is going to come in for Riley Christensen-Richardson with 3:44 to play. 21 combined points scored in this first half. A defensive battle. Siegenthaler at the right elbow. Loops back to Tess Rozowski. Tessa. For Aaron Siegenthaler outside the arc. Short corner feed, Jasmine Gerber. Gerber driving baseline, lost it out of bounds. 3:29 to play. Again, some physical defense, and Jasmine just got bumped and lost her balance there. And he's probably not going to expect to be bailed out by a call in a sectional final. They're going to let him play a little more physically. Gerber now the head of the McDonald defense in their three-quarter court pressure. Trying to force an errant pass. From the Panthers, Cibelco up top. She's doubled to Chloe off. 11-10, Durand, Arkansas. Cibelco, nice bounce pass down low. Shot missed point blank. Rozowski taken down.
Foul on Durand.
Foul on Durand, Arkansas. Their third. McDonald's committed 8. And that one, I think, went against off.
Addison
her
off.
First. Jasmine Gerber will take a break. Five on the floor, Riley Christensen-Richardson to Siegenthaler sisters, Lauren Buescher and Tessa Rozowski. Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline. Aaron right wing has a pass knocked away and stolen off. Pains in the passing lane. Kick out Chloe off. Drops into the right corner. Wide open looking at three for the Panthers. That one rims in and out. And the rebound tracked down for a moment by Durand Arkansas, but they lost it into the McDonald bench. Going back to the Lady Max.
Good box out there by Tessa.
2:40 to go in the first half. Aaron Siegenthaler trapped up top. The backtrack with the dribble. Aaron loops it across to Tess Rosowski. Over the shoulder catch left wing. Back to Aaron outside the arc right side. Aaron lost it and out of bounds. Last touched by Durand Arkansas.
Yep.
And Coach Loewenhagen can't believe it. To be honest, I'd kind of be inclined to agree with him, but the official had the floor level.
Yeah, right there. Aaron must have just got her hand out of the way.
2:23 to play. Tess Rosowski to inbound. Tess holding. Throws to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann at the foul line. Back out Riley Christensen-Richardson. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. High catch in the right corner. Ann Siegenthaler. 2:14 to go. McDonald down by a point. Ann shoots it down to Lauren Buescher. Her shot blocked by Addison Off. Off using the link there and smacking that one loose.
So 2 minutes
up
left.
Top. In the right corner, off, wide open for three. That one rims in and out, an offensive rebound. Chloe off, she's fouled by Tess Rosowski. And we'll go to the line shooting two. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw rims out for Chloe off. Metropolis Resorts in Eau Claire is the perfect spring break destination with endless fun at Action City and Chaos Water Park, plus on-site dining options and Caribou Coffee. Book your adventure at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. 11-10 Durand, Arkansas. It stays that way. Two free throws missed by Chloe Off, and McDonald coming the other way with a chance to take the lead. Aaron Siegenthaler skips between a couple defenders. Loops it out left side. Riley Christensen-Richardson. Right back to Aaron. Aaron, 16-foot jumper. That went off the mark. Fight for the rebound. Saved back inbounds to the Panthers. Minute 36 to play. 11-10 Durand, Arkansas leads our McDonald Lady Max. Sabelko up top. Sabelko gets by Aaron Siegenthaler. Puts the brakes on just inside the foul line. They'll work back outside the perimeter. 1:23 to play. Left side, Sabelko. Sabelko against Aaron Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan. Excuse me, Chloe Off lost it in the paint, but Addison Off takes it back. Emma Hoyt worked down low to Sabelko. Sabelko twisting between a couple defenders, lost the handle for a moment, trying to avoid a 3-second call, and she'll throw the pass away to Kelsey Bremnes. Hands off to Aaron Siegenthaler. To Ann Siegenthaler, right side. Exactly a minute to play. 10-11. Ann Siegenthaler drives.
Oh,
baseline,
beautiful.
Hangs and hits. 12-11. The Lady Max regained the lead. And Siegenthaler with four. 47 seconds to play, first half. Handoff up top. Victoria Kurth leaves it for Chloe Off. Let's see if Durand plays for one shot here. No, they will not. Quick trigger on a three. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down. A foul. And that, I believe, is going to go against Sabelko with 33.1 seconds to play. McDonald leading 12-11. Again, start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK, only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. Free consultations, Dr. Leo Hofer, EauClaireLASIK.com. Far side of the floor, in front of the Durand student section, Ann Siegenthaler. Back out to Chloe Flanagan. 17 seconds left. Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler driving baseline, hangs in the air. No, Kelsey Bremnes had the rebound for a moment. Durand takes it out of there. They've got 10 seconds left. McDonald leading 12-11. Far side of the floor, Emma Hoyt lost in front of the McDonald student section. She's doubled, looking for help, drops it down. Blocked by Riley Christensen-Richardson, out of bounds, and that'll
Time's
end
out.
The half. A defensive play by McDonald. Riley stands tall. McDonald leads by a point. There have been 23 points combined scored in the first half, and what a game we have in store for you in the sectional final. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes at the half. The Lady Max lead the Panthers by a point. We're back at 3.5 on WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald Athletics.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Halftime here in Altoona, sectional final between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Macs and the Durand Arkansas Panthers. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Share that with a friend. Sam Averly, our on-site camera producer, and actually getting, if we can do just an early military shout-out with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, Brianna Gentleman Mulcahy's husband, Lieutenant David Mulcahy, is active duty Army serving at Omaha, Nebraska, at the base there. So I want to give an early shout out to him as well, too. I'll give this to you so that we can write it down for the future as well, too. But again, we welcome that. Again, our military shout outs as we thank those who give so much to us.
And Brianna is a McDonald grad, so yeah, I know that very well.
Well, in this game here, I think we've seen right away that physically, McDonald is up for the challenge, and it's low-scoring defensive battle here, 12-11 at the break, but the girls are ready to play on both sides, and again, digging in defensively, points certainly at a premium.
Yes, and again, you know, 12-11, you know, the second half's going to be maybe a little more up-tempo, maybe not, because, like you said, the defense on both sides is just fantastic. So the girls need to take care of the basketball, convert some points here, And I think if one of these, I'm hoping the McDonald girls can maybe start a little, get, open this up just a little bit. I think it might, take some air out of Duran a little bit. So let's hope these girls come out here in the second half. And I know the Coach Williams will get these guys ready to go.
Scoring looks like this for the Duran Arkansas Panthers. 6 points for Addison Auth, 2 for Victoria Kurth, 2 for Emma Hoyt, 1 for Chloe Auth. On the other side for McDonald, 4 points for Ann Siegenthaler, 2 for Aaron Siegenthaler, and I was so excited I didn't write them down, 2 threes for Emily Hartman, and that rounds out the scoring.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break and be back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. We are back with that in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, WOGO Sports, your home for Chi-High McDonald Athletics, back in 2.5.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Halftime here with a 12-11 ball game. McDonald leads by a point before the second half begins. It is our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please, as always, take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we will shout out Lieutenant David Mulcahy. That's Brianna Gentleman's husband out at Omaha, Nebraska, in the MEPS out there in the Army. So that's what we want to do. We want to see people listening out there get these military shout-outs. Glenn Maloney's out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. We'll be out there next Saturday to visit them and his family and our granddaughters. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. Jory Kabishik at Allison Air Force Base in Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Arizona. Sarah Passabobi, along with Kristen Levesser, is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Jeff Link is a Chi High grad in the Air Force, currently at Aviano Air Force Base in Italy. Brandon Anderson is Colfax grad in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is getting ready to retire from the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad, stationed at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Noah Christofferson, 2021 grad and Army Specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes is getting ready to put on her second lieutenant bar here in coming up this spring here. Might be coming up shortly here in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi High grad, is at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver and his wife, Grace Tyson out at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-I grad at the Merchant Marines. And that is awesome. Thank you very much, Brianna, for adding your husband to this list.
Again, we'd love to add more to the list, and we're hoping that we have two more games in which to do it. Mark Malone's military shout-outs. We begin the second half with Durant, Arkansas with the basketball, trailing your McDonald Lady Max 12-11. Three missed from the right corner. That was a good-looking shot for the Panthers and didn't go down. Siegenthaler for McDonald. Euros down the lane. Her shot won't go down.
There we go.
Rebound. Puts it up.
There we go.
And in.
Is that Aaron?
Now I don't remember.
I think it was Aaron.
Aaron Siegenthaler with 4 points. McDonald leads 14-11. 17-17 to go. Second half. And three teams in the Division IV tournament have been decided. This will decide the fourth. Another good look at a three to tie the game. Front rim clanks off. No. Rebound Chloe Flanagan has it tied up. And possession will go to McDonald.
And Chloe did a nice job there. She's the shortest girl on the floor out there. Did a nice job boxing out.
And shout out to Elliot Spies, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Our on-site camera operator and video producer, Sam Averly. I'm Caleb Swenson, along with Mark Malone here at Altoona High School for this Division IV sectional final. As Chloe Flanagan was making a cut while Kendall Heffler was making a pass. And the ball sails into the McDonald student section. Turnover to the Panthers. Chloe off right side. Addison off left wing. Guarded by Kendall Heffler, who sat for a long time with those two fouls in the first half. Chloe off against Chloe Flanagan. Chloe off down the lane. Too strong rebound. Batted out. Siegenthaler pulls it down. Aaron on the near side. The sophomore running down the lane. Hangs in the air.
Offensive foul.
Siegenthaler ran over her defender, and probably a good call there.
Yep, she had a lot of momentum going there.
16-32 to play. 14-11. McDonald up three. Chloe off across the timeline. The Altoona Railroaders logo. The student section has only sat down during halftime, and even then, I think half of them stayed standing. Right side, Chloe off. Back up top. Victoria Kurth. Kurth puts on the floor with the left hand against Emily Hartman. Driving to the lane, Addison off. Hangs in the air. Tough shot. And it falls for Addison off. She has 8 points, a game high. McDonald lead cut to 1 point, 14-13. Chloe Flanagan left wing. Flanagan to Aaron Siegenthaler in the right corner, drop to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann driving baseline, wraps the pass to Hartman. Hartman's shot, no, offensive rebound.
Put it back up.
Siegenthaler goes up strong and is fouled.
Oh, jump ball.
Oh, jump ball, excuse me. I was going to say, it was a little bit of a delayed whistle, and thought maybe they were going to say a clean block, which they did.
Yeah.
15:40 to go. 14-13 McDonald down in the first half, able to come back and retake the lead. A defensive battle here in a sectional final. Left side, Victoria Kurth. Kurth drops a pass at the shoes of a teammate. Knocked loose, another tie-up. No, it's still loose on the floor. And do we have a foul now?
Yeah.
We do. That one going against
Victoria Kurth.
Victoria Kurth, her second. Team's first of the second half. 15:20 to play. Coach Lowenhagen is not happy about that being a foul call rather than a tie-up. Aaron Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, high on the left. Shoots high post to Kendall Heffler. Drop it down to Siegenthaler to Aaron Siegenthaler. Driving baseline. Her runner is good. Aaron Siegenthaler makes it 16-13. And Aaron Siegenthaler, all four of McDonald's points in the second half. Baseline runner. Nice touch on that teardrop. Into the right corner. Kurth puts on the floor with the left hand. High pass gets away from off, but she's able to retrieve it before it goes out of bounds. Back to Addison off. Swings right side, Kurth. Kurth dribbles inside the three-point arc. Throws up top to Sabelka. Guarded by Siegenthaler. Left side, Addison off outside the arc against Kendall Heffler. Keeps it right side, Chloe off. She'll spot up a three. That one is good. Tie game. 16-16. Chloe off ties it up. And a timeout on the floor.
Timeout.
We're back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball in the sectional final on WOGO Sports.
Ready to launch your career? Whether you're finishing high school or considering a career change, Chippewa Valley Technical College has the tools you need to succeed. Come join us at the CVTC Spring Open House on Tuesday, April 15th in Eau Claire and River Falls. Explore our fast, flexible programs and start working toward a higher-paying career. Take a tour, engage in hands-on activities, and apply for free. Register now for a chance to win amazing prizes. CVTC.edu/spring.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. A tie game, 16-16 with 14:30 remaining. McDonald and Durand, Arkansas. Lady Mac's with the basketball, moving right to left. Chloe Flanagan, left wing. High on the left, floats it down to Siegenthaler. And in the left corner, cross court skip, Aaron Siegenthaler. Outside the arc, she's doubled. Chloe Flanagan, left block extended, now Ann Siegenthaler. And Max it outside the arc. Back up top to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan floats it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler driving baseline. Pass out to Riley Christensen-Richardson to Aaron Siegenthaler for a three. That one rims in and out. Pretty good look there. Did go down. Victoria Kurth will push ahead to Addison Off. Drop pass down low. Good position down low. A whistle and a foul. Either Ann Siegenthaler or Kendall Heffler going to pick up this one.
Nope. It's
Emma Hoyt going to the line.
Put that foul on Ann.
So that's Ann's first.
Yep.
Shooting two to break the 16-16 tie. The Emma Hoyt. First free throw. Around the rim and in. 17-16. Hoyt gives the lead back to the Panthers. We'll contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, State Farm agent Michelle Mua at michellemua.com. Hoyt hits a pair of free throws, 18-16. The seesaw affair continues. Rand, Arkansas goes back in front. Up top, Tess Rozowski. The senior picks up her dribble, throws a dangerous pass, and it's knocked away and stolen by the Panthers. Sabelko on the run. Sabelko down the lane, hangs in the air, too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Aaron Siegenthaler, and she's fouled.
Yep.
And that one may go against Emma Hoyt. A classic example there of never giving up on a play. McDonald commits the turnover, but filling the lane defensively, able to challenge that shot, grab the missed rebound.
Grant's coming out in a very high 1-3-1, but they're really plugging it up top.
Aaron Siegenthaler moves it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann dropped it for a moment back to Aaron near midcourt. 18-16, Durand, Arkansas with a 2-point lead. Riley Christensen-Richardson goes high for a pass, drops over to Aaron Siegenthaler. She'll spot up a three left wing. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Ann Siegenthaler. She lost along the baseline, gets it back, rips it away, and a held ball. Possession will stay with McDonald. That rim a little unkind to both teams on this side. Almost 5 minutes into the second half. McDonald and Durand. Lady Max to inbound. Aaron Siegenthaler in the left corner. Off a screen from Ann. Ann rolls to the basket. Aaron into the lane. Left elbow back out to Ann Siegenthaler. Goes by her defender. Bumped. Kick out Riley Christensen-Richardson. Emily Hartman up top with a big head fake. Left side, Ann Siegenthaler. Ann driving baseline, doubled. Hoops it up top, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron passes up the three. Lost it on the way to the hoop, but by virtue of a foul, Chloe Off going to be called for that one. Third team foul against Durand, Arkansas. McDonald's committed two infractions. Excuse me, Sawyer Sabelko whistled for the foul. Tessa Rozowski will inbound. The senior holding on the baseline, waiting, loops it into Siegenthaler, right corner. Siegenthaler drives hard in the air. No, her shot changed, maybe partially blocked.
A good drive there.
Gotta be aggressive, taking it to the hoop. Long cross-court feed. Pass in the lane, knocked loose for a moment. Drop down low, going up strong and scoring. Emma Hoyt. In a good position, used it well. 20-16. I believe that ties the largest lead of the night for either team. And Siegenthaler, and driving baseline. Now to Tess Rozowski. Tess goes up strong with the right hand. No, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. 12:04 to play. Kendall Heffler, Chloe Flanagan in. And Siegenthaler is going to take a break. And Aaron Siegenthaler as well. So Tess Rozowski, Kendall Heffler, Emily Hartman, Chloe Flanagan, and Riley Christensen Richardson, the five on the floor right now for head coach Sally Williams. We're off across the timeline. Left side leaves it for Addison off. 20-16. Two possession lead right now for the Durand Arkansas Panthers. Sabelko lost in the paint, rips it back away from Kendall Heffler. They'll work around up top. Left side Durand Arkansas. The drive. Addison off. Noah miss. Long rebound out to Chloe off. Scoots it down to Kurth. Shot, rather a pass, knocked away into the corner. Emma Hoyt retrieves. Sabelko just inside the foul line. Open look at a three. That one off the front of the rim. No rebound. Pulled down by Kendall Heffler into the arms of Tessa Rozowski. McDonald has to battle for every single loose ball or rebound right now.
Yep.
They trail 20-16. Tess Rozowski with the toe on the line. Long two. Won't go down. Offensive rebound. Emily Hartman. Out to Chloe Flanagan. The lefty for three. Front rim. No.
Good looks.
Sabelko.
Good looks at the basket. Just didn't go down.
Victoria Kurth has it the right corner with 11 minutes to play. Donald down 20-16. Off in that right corner. Left-handed dribble leaves it for Chloe off. Drive just outside the lane. Kurth, pick it out. Three on the way is good. 23-16, time for Emma Hoyt. Knocks down the three. 10:40 to play. We'll be back in 60 seconds. McDonald down by 7. You're on WOGO Sports.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
10:40 to play in a standing room only Altoona High School. Largest lead for either team right now for the Durand Arkansas Panthers as they lead by 7, 23-16 with 10:38 to play in this sectional final. The winner goes to state in the Division IV tournament. Ann Siegenthaler and Aaron Siegenthaler back out there for Coach Sally Williams along with Kendall Heffler, Kelsey Bremnes, and Chloe Flanagan. High post feed knocked away. Kendall dives on the floor for it. And a held ball called. Possession arrow going to Durand, Arkansas. ...10:21 left. 7-point game. And we say points have been at a premium all throughout this contest. A 7-point lead feels like a lot. Off up top. New entrant into the game. Peyton Paschal, sophomore, has her shot blocked on the way to the hoop. Kelsey Bremnes to Siegenthaler, far side of the floor. Aaron Siegenthaler outside the arc. Maintaining a right-handed dribble down to Ann Siegenthaler in the right corner. Ann long cross-court skip Chloe Flanagan. Drops down to Kendall Heffler, left block extended. Shoots it up top to Aaron Siegenthaler. Gets by her defender. Hangs in the air. Counted, and a foul for Aaron. The hard take to the rim. And looking for a three the old-fashioned way, the McDonald sophomore.
Nice take.
23-18. Chloe Flanagan just helpfully picked up something that was on the floor. Brought it over to the student section.
Picked up her third
foul. Team's fourth. Free throw for Aaron Siegenthaler. Back rim, no. Kendall Heffler had a finger on it, but couldn't pull it down. 5-point lead for the Durand Arkansas Panthers. Left side is Sabelko. Holding up high with 9:30 to go. Going to make McDonald come out on them and try and kill some clock here. Again, a lot of game remaining, but a bump in the paint. Durand player goes down. Feet ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Lost along the baseline. Saves back inbounds to Chloe Flanagan. Hirth was down. She's back up. Long cross-court skip, Aaron Siegenthaler. Drops down to Kendall Heff from the right corner. Long cross-court skip to Chloe Flanagan. Passes the three. Dan Siegenthaler, she'll take the three from the left corner. Off the mark. Offensive rebound, Aaron Siegenthaler. Oh. That one won't go down. Rebound is loose and a foul on McDonough.
Great pickup.
Kendall Heffler may have just picked up.
Nope, that's going on Bremis.
Kelsey Bremis, her second. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. 23-18, the Durand Arkansas Panthers lead McDonald with 8:50 to go. Chloe off left wing, drops to Addison off. Holding high on the left. Drive down to the right elbow. Looking back up top, Sawyer Sabelko. 8:32 to play.
Spreading them out here now. And it was 8 minutes. And we're trying to milk the clock a little bit.
Kicking to the right corner. Firth back out to Chloe Off. 8:18 to play. Off across the foul line. Left side feed Addison off. Sabelko up top against Siegenthaler. Drops to right side Emma Hoyt. Looks back up near the midcourt. Sawyer Sabelko. Feed knocked away by Ann Siegenthaler with 8:01 left. Chloe Flanagan and Kelsey Bremnes will come out. Riley Christensen-Richardson back into the game along with Emily Hartman. 5-point game, under 8 minutes to play. Durand Arkansas with the lead. Point right block extended along the baseline. Wheeling tied up.
Jump ball.
And possession will go to McDonald. And Siegenthaler ties up points. As Emily Hartman gives her a helpful hand up.
Great defense by Ann there. Stopping that baseline and just wrapping up the ball.
7:50 to go. Possession arrow changes. McDonald moving right to left here in the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler picks it up outside the arc. High pass. Riley Christensen-Richardson skips to Emily Hartman. Hartman driving baseline. Back out to Riley. Extra pass and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler in the air. High up the glass. Twisting and contorting in the air, and Siegenthaler, and it's 23-20. At the high post, kick to the right corner. Victoria Kurth back out. Chloe off. 3-point game. Off hits the three. Right corner. 6-point advantage. Chloe off her second triple. Riley Christensen Richardson. High post, Kendall Heffler. Drop down to Emily Hartman. Hartman in the right corner. Fights a pass into the paint. Whistling a foul first. And that may go against Hoyt.
If it is, that's her fourth.
It's 6:59 to go.
And it did.
26-20. Five fouls under Durand Arkansas, so they have one left to give. McDonald's committed three. And Hoyt's going to be subbed out here in favor of Allison McMahon. And another senior. Riley Christensen-Richardson to inbound. Drops it into Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron guarded closely by Kurth. Gets a screen from Ann Siegenthaler. Right corner. Under 7 minutes to play. Aaron hangs in the air. Counted!
Oh, no!
Offensive foul.
Another offensive foul.
Oh, my goodness. From an end one to an offensive foul. Goodness gracious. That was... Oh, that's a tough call. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Left side McMahon, 6:40 to play.
There we go.
Steal by Ann Siegenthaler. Aaron, rather, to Ann, and her pass. Aaron knocked away, and a whistle and a foul on Kendall Heffler as Kendall inadvertently tripped the Durand Arkansas player, and all the calls right now, unfortunately, going the wrong direction if you're a McDonald fan.
Yeah.
26-20 Durand Arkansas. Team fouls now even at 5 apiece. Pass up top, Addison off. Right side, Chloe off into the right corner. 6.5 minutes to go. 6-point game. 26-20, whistle and a foul. And Aaron Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan will come into the game. And Aaron's been called for two offensive fouls. The first one, I think, was pretty obvious, but
yeah.
The second one was tough.
And she's coming in off of those high floaters like that, and I don't know where they're seeing the contact there.
McMahon left side. 6:14 to go. Kick right side. Wide open looking at three for Sabelko. That one is good. 9-point lead for Durand, Arkansas. Sabelko's first points.
30 seconds.
We're back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Welcome back to Altoona High School WIA Division IV Tournament Sectional Final here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. A 9-point lead opened up by the Durand Arkansas Panthers, the largest lead for either team. McDonald cannot commit any more fouls without sending the Panthers to the foul line, but it's probably going to be a fouling game the rest of the way as Durand Arkansas has shown their willingness to stall and bleed clock here with a multi-possession lead. Chloe Flanagan to Ann Siegenthal. Back out to Riley Christensen-Richardson to Emily Hartman. Corner pocket three. That one rims in and out. And couldn't quite pull down the offensive rebound. Dangerously close to an over-the-back as well. Now Chloe Auth facing a trap at midcourt. Fights into the right corner. McMahon has it taken away by Kendall Heffler. Tie up. And possession will stay with Durand Arkansas with 5:30 to play, and the possession arrow will change.
You know that senior's down there, Kendall Heffler. She's going to go all out.
This game has been within a possession or two for almost its entirety. And now the Panthers have opened up a 9-point advantage. Chloe Auth high on the right. High pass, Addison Auth. Work down low, easy basket. 31-20. That was Kurth. With 4 points. Another pass knocked away. Kurth with his steal. Kurth challenged at the rim. Blocked for a foul. Kurth will go to the line shooting two. With 5:02 remaining. 31-20. Durand, Arkansas looking for more. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. Everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. First free throw, no good. In Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Second free throw is good for Kurth. It's a 12-point game.
Full time
on the floor. We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
.502 remaining in this game, 32-20. A 12-point lead for the Durand Arkansas Panthers over the McDonald Lady Max. McDonald with the basketball moving right to left. Under 5 minutes to go. Right side, Chloe Flanagan.
A lot of time left here now. Just convert and get a basket.
The defense has been phenomenal for both teams, but Durand Arkansas in particular has just played a suffocating brand of basketball. Aaron Siegenthaler lost on the way to the hoop. A tie-up and a foul or a tie-up.
Jump ball.
Jump ball. Possession will stay with McDonald.
And I think he might have bailed Aaron out on that because it looked like she clearly had an arm. But we'll take the jump ball.
Aaron will inbound underneath the hoop.
Refs don't really want to foul people out in this type of a situation.
Throw up top. Chloe Flanagan. Right side, Aaron Siegenthal. Aaron driving down the right side of the lane, extended. Working baseline against Chloe Off. Picked up her dribble. Back out to Ann Siegenthal. Ann goes in hard. Runner along the baseline. No. Rebound out to McMahon. 4:16 to play. 32-20 Durand, Arkansas again. McDonald's going to have to send the Panthers to the line and hope for some misses soon here.
Yeah, because they're just going to stall.
Going off right side to Sabelko. Sabelko working against Aaron Siegenthaler, who doesn't want to foul or she'll be out of this game. Right side, Chloe off. And the foul line hits the brakes with 3:50 to play. Now down 12, and a whistle and a foul on Aaron Siegenthaler. She will send Addison off to the line. Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIV.com or call 715-723-1037. Kendall Heffler going to come back into this game for Emily Hartman with 3:46 remaining. 12-point lead for Durand, Arkansas. Panthers trying to become the fourth team to punch their ticket to a Division IV state tournament. First free throw, this is a one-on-one missed. Rebound to Kendall Heffler. Push ahead, Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler now at the left block. Out to Riley Christensen-Richardson. Long cross-court feed, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron floats down to Kendall Heffler in the right corner. Kendall throws to Chloe Flanagan, and Chloe got bowled over and fouled. That was the last one to give for Durand, Arkansas. Again, drawing a bead on that one was Kurth. 3:30 to play. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Tess Wazowski checks in for Chloe Flanagan. Riley Christensen-Richardson to inbound. Just to the right of her bench. Riley waiting. Throws into Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron high on the left. Probing inside the paint. Hoops it for Kendall Heffler in the right corner. Long cross-court skip, and this one is stolen by Kurth. Kurth down the right side of the lane. Shot up and in. 34-20. You can hear the Durand faithful now. They're 3 minutes, 7 seconds away from birth at state. McDonald, Aaron Siegenthaler looking for a three. Got splash. It. Right wing. McDonald trying to fight back. Down 34-23. Siegenthaler guarding Chloe off in the backcourt. In midcourt, Emma Hoy is playing with those four fouls, fouled from behind.
Timeout.
No, timeout first. You're correct. So we'll be back after this.
Full timeout
back in 60 seconds on WOGO. This is Lady Max Playoff Basketball.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration. And whole house air purification. So you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. 11-point lead for the Durand, Arkansas Panthers over your McDonald Lady Max with 2:42 to go. Chloe off in the right corner, drops it down to Addison off. Emma Hoyt, excuse me. Hoyt guarded closely, pass knocked away, and a save attempt out of bounds to McDonald. Sabelko couldn't quite get to it. Again, the havoc that McDonald looking to create without fouling. They're going to pull ever closer, trailing 34-23. They need to hit some shots. Hope for more turnovers and misses from the foul line. And Siegenthaler to Aaron Siegenthaler.
I'm burnt right away here.
Kobe Flanagan, far side of the floor. Flanagan up top. Aaron Siegenthaler shoots a bounce pass down low. Foul called as Kendall Heffler gathered, and she will go to the line shooting two with 2:17 to play. Well, an opportunity to score here with the clock stopped. Kendall Heffler looking for her first point of the night. Free throw for Kendall. Rattles out.
One of those
that rim has just not been kind.
That's the one. Those are the ones that just break the laws of physics.
Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off. Neither does Wiscala Plumbing and Heating, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Second free throw doesn't fall either. Sabalco gets it out. Wiscala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wiscala.com. Just over 2 minutes to play, 34-23. McDonald down 11. And on the right is Hoyt. Goes across the floor to Chloe Off. Chloe Flanagan chasing her. Chloe drives down low, blocked from behind. As Perth went hard to the rack, and she will earn a trip to the line, shooting two. That was the ninth team foul on McDonald. Tess Rozowski picks it up with a minute 52 to play. So it'll be two shots the rest of the way on any foul from McDonald. First free throw is good. 35-23. Victoria Kurth has had a strong second half. Six of her 8 points have come after the break. Second attempt is good as well. 36-23. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back as well in WOGO Sports back in 1 minute on Logo.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Live from Altoona, Lady Max basketball in the sectional final here on WOGO Sports. Minute 52 remaining. 13-point lead, 36-23 for the Durand, Arkansas Panthers. Right corner, Tessa Rozowski, the senior. Darren Siegenthaler, the sophomore, high on the right. Tessa Rozowski, one-handed catch in that corner. Lost it for a moment, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Tessa. Out of bounds to Durand, Arkansas.
They got to step up the D here, whether they're going to fall right away.
Off looking to inbound, trying to avoid a five-second count here, and she'll get bailed out by a timeout from her coach as McDonald almost forced that. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. WOGO Sports live from the sectional final.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Final 94 seconds of the game taking place now here in the sectional final. 36-23, Durand, Arkansas. A foul with exactly 90 seconds left from Tess Wazowski. We'll send Chloe off to the line. It's time to call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Free estimates, Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. One of our great sponsors all throughout the season. As the first free throw is good for the Durand, Arkansas senior. They lead 37-23. Second free throw is good as well. It's a pair, makes it 38-23. In the right corner. Chloe Flanagan now high up top. Minute 18 to play. And Siegenthaler, double, loops it back for Chloe. Chloe shoots to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron down the lane, her runner, high off the glass. No fight for the rebound. It's loose, diving for it in the corner. Durand, Arkansas, Chloe Aus saves it back in bounds. Now a tie-up, and possession arrow goes Durand, Arkansas's way. The hustle and heart has not stopped for both teams. Minute three left, 38-23. Just great defensive battle. Mr. Wazowski whistled for the foul with a minute, 1 second remaining. 15-point lead for the Panthers of Durand, Arkansas. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Durand, Arkansas student section bouncing up and down as they're looking forward to a trip to state on Thursday. First free throw back rim. And out. Victoria Kurth. Second free throw attempt. That one is good. 39-23. 56 seconds to play. Kendall Heffler, left corner, Tess Wazowski, the senior for three, too strong. Rebound tracked down the corner by Aaron Siegenthaler. Back out Kendall Heffler, she'll try a deep three. That one's short, rebound pulled down by Durand, Arkansas. Foul from Aaron Siegenthaler with 42 and a half seconds left. The Panthers inch a little bit closer.
Yep. We get Lauren Michaud. Or Lauren Misfelt out there, the last senior to get out on the floor.
First free throw is good. 40-23. And Kurth adding to her impressive game here in the second half. Kurth and Emma Hoyt really done a lot of damage in the second half. Second free throw is good, but those two threes from Chloe off perhaps made the biggest difference in this game. Long cross-court pass, Lauren Misfelt. Tess Wazowski tip pass to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron drives between a couple defenders off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul. 27.9 seconds left. 41-23.
Emma Hoyt just fouled out.
Hoyt will get a big hand from the crowd. Is fouled out of this game, but they'll keep playing for one or two more. Durand, Arkansas going to be headed to the state tournament in less than 30 seconds of game time here. First free throw off the mark for Aaron Siegenthaler. Don't go away. Stay with us for our post-class post-game show. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams. Recap the season. Salute our seniors. Second free throw, no. Kendall Heffler tracks down the rebound. Throws it to Siegenthaler, and Siegenthaler lost the handle on it out of bounds. With 24 and a half left. 41-23, Durand, Arkansas. McDonald may just back off here. We'll see. And Siegenthaler. Aaron Siegenthaler pressuring the ball but not looking to foul here. Right side, Sabelka with 11.1 seconds to play. He's for Chloe Off. Off-bodied up at midcourt. Knocked away by Siegenthaler. And to Aaron. Aaron down the lane. Blocked on the way up with 0.9 seconds left. Out of bounds. McDonald can inbound one final time. And maybe that just shows you about this Durand Arkansas team, even in a game where they're up by 18. Still the hustle to poke it away one more time. 0.9 seconds left. Siegenthaler to beat the buzzer. And she will. A nice splash at the end. That's a little blow to this one. But McDonald falls in the sectional final. 41-26. Came with a lot of emotion coming into it. That incredible sectional semifinal victory by a point over Cameron, in which they saw their star leading scorer, sophomore Claire Ruff, taken out on a stretcher. And again, we learned that night about things that are much more important than basketball. And so grateful to see Claire here today. Again, suited up but not going to play. Yes. Being part of this team, cheering her teammates on. They battled with the Panthers, a talented, talented Panthers team. Battled with them all throughout this game. Durand Arkansas with just a little bit too much offense at the end in the second half. And they win it 41-26 in a game that, again, if you're just looking at the score, not going to indicate just how close this game was for the majority of it. We'll keep it here for a moment as McDonald will be recognized.
Yep, got to get their medals, I believe, in this game.
And then coming up, the post-glass post-game show. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And this McDonald Lady Max team, I think with everything that went on in the offseason, no one expected them to be at this point. Coming within a game of going back to state for the fifth consecutive season. As the Lady Max now, you can see it on our WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, being recognized name by name, and from Athletic Director Andrew Cottle, receiving their individual medals. And we've got a lot coming up in the post-glass post-game show, so hope you'll stick with us. And this will bring our winter sports coverage to a close for Chi High and McDonald, but what a run it's been for the McDonald Lady Max.
Yep, the three seniors out there got a lot to be proud of.
And we'll talk about each of them in turn. Kendall Heffler, Lauren Misfelt, Tessa Rizowski. McDonald falls here 41-26 to the Durand Arkansas Panthers. Incredible first year for head coach Sally Williams. The way, again, she and her team believed in one another and coalesced throughout this season. It's a joy to see.
Pulled together at the end. Nice run.
And as you would expect, a lot of tears right now for our Lady Max. Durand Arkansas will now receive their medals. We will take a quick break and be back. Again, here on WOGO Sports. We're back after this. On WOGO, congratulations to the Durand Arkansas Panthers as they will move on to the Division IV tournament at the Rec Center in Green Bay. We're back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Welcome into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com for the final time this season. And how quickly it goes, Mark Maloney, from late November here to early March. And a lot of teams not playing at this time. And our McDonald Lady Macs, again, made it within a step from state. And considering all the turnover, the seniors that graduated last year, again, a brand new coach, their expected leading scorer not returning to this program, adversity after adversity, obstacle after obstacle, and this team just overcame them again and again and again. Of course, today's game, being without their leading scorer and one of their most talented all-around players in Claire Ruff, and they hung with a very talented veteran Durand Arkansas group, and congratulations to the Panthers on their phenomenal game today, earning a trip to state. But again, this Lady Macs team, as we always say, never anything to hang their heads about, but certainly this year they have been incredible in the way that they have surmounted each and every obstacle put in their path.
Yes, I mean, they did a great job there. There's probably a lot of people didn't think they would get this far. Again, that's credit to Coach Williams and her staff, and then this fantastic group of girls. And the three seniors just doing an awesome job. But again, what a young team. I mean, we call them the super sophomores out there, right? So, you know, they had five of them sophomores. They probably go six deep with the sophomores, maybe seven, and a couple of freshmen, and then, you know, a couple of juniors there with Chloe Flanagan and Who's the other?
Lauren Buescher as well.
Lauren Buescher is the other. Yeah, so there's those two juniors coming back next year to kind of take over that senior role. But then they got just that following underneath them with all those sophomores. That's a very talented group of girls there. So, you know, this one's going to it's gonna sting. It does. But, you know, what an accomplishment by these girls.
It really has been, again, a journey all throughout the season. And I think you look at the two Regis games as maybe benchmarks in this season early on. Again, all the emotions of going down to Eau Claire Regis when your coach who led you to four straight state appearances is now an assistant coach on the other side. Your teammate who is expected to be your leading scorer this year is now playing against you. And so a lot of emotions early on in the season. You have a new head coach. You're still learning her system. And we saw, again, the grit and tenacity from that game where McDonald pulled out a comeback victory at Regis. And again, I think some turning points in this season. The second Regis game didn't go their way.
Right.
In fact, it was more of a runaway from Regis. But after that game, they won 11 in a row that took them to this point. So, again, winning and losing, you learn something from both.
Yes. I mean, they did a great job. What a great season. You know, co-champs of the conference, you know, with Fall Creek and Regis and some fantastic teams there. And that's what gets these guys ready. And then, you know, playing Duran early on, and Duran got the better of us this time. You know, hats off to them. They played a very good game. You know, we're not going to look for any excuses, but with our leading scorer and leading player on the bench, but the girls out there just fought hard. I couldn't be more proud of these girls, the way they fought out there tonight.
Again, we saw that in the first half, that facing a senior-laden team, a physical team, an athletic team, the McDonald girls were not giving up anything physically. Again, they really hung with Durand, Arkansas. And the Panthers, again, the second half, just hit a few more shots.
Yes.
And, again, in a game like this, 6-point lead, a 9-point lead felt like a lot more. And, again, it ended up being a 15-point victory, 41-26 here. But the game certainly felt a lot closer than that until, again, the Panthers started pulling away a little bit at the end. But as they're cutting down the nets now, too, and we'll see how they stack up at state as well, too, playing that kind of suffocating defense.
Yes.
will get you a long way. So certainly best of luck to Coach Lowenhagen and the Durand, Arkansas Panthers. But, man, when you look at this McDonald Lady Max team, and we'll take a timeout here and salute our seniors. We'll give you the highlights, the leading scorers, et cetera. But, man, I think when you look at the talent that's returning for this McDonald team, now it might not surprise anyone to see them in this game again in the next year or two.
You are exactly right. And not next year and the years coming up. I mean, there's just some really talented girls coming up through that basketball program. So Coach Williams has got a lot to work with. And I think, like I said, you know, these sting. I mean, I know that feeling from, you know, we lost that semifinal, you know, to Thorpe over there for football, you know, and it just, you know, 16 to 13, you know, you don't forget that kind of stuff. These girls will remember this for a long time, but hey, you know, tomorrow's another day, and get ready, and these girls are probably thinking about next year already.
Indeed. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back with your leading scorers highlights, and we'll see if we can catch up with Coach Sally Williams one more time as well. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll be back in 3 on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket, or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a look at the leading scores in just a moment here on WOGO. Three players scoring for McDonald, and on the other side, five players scoring for Durand, Arkansas. Mark Malonia, and again, it's just the halftime score was 12-11. I mean, just teams that were locked in defensively here between McDonald, Durand, Arkansas, and the Panthers pull away in the second half. But certainly an absolute battle. As we keep saying, McDonald, nothing to hang their heads about here with this one. Congratulations to Durand, Arkansas. And again, their senior class showed their poise. Again, hit timely shots, and their defensive effort never lagged. McDonald, certainly a season to be proud of. Once again, 18-9 on the year. When you look at those games that they played, 27 games, how many of them were against incredible opponents?
Yes. I mean,
Elk Mound they played. Elk Mound went to state. Nielsville ran into a Hon Aquinas team, and they played Nielsville. They played this Durand, Arkansas team. You look at playing Fall Creek Regis twice in your conference, playing a Prescott team that has one of the best players in the state.
I think they played Aquinas, too.
They played Aquinas, too. Again, not all those games went well for McDonald. Some of them you really took your lumps. But, again, I think this young team, because they're not afraid of anybody and were willing to play those quality opponents, that helped them here in this playoff run. And again, especially some of those younger players as well, too. You look at our leading scorer tonight, Aaron Siegenthaler, didn't play varsity basketball last year. Again, kind of a log jam with so much senior talent on last year's McDonald team that went to state. And so Aaron was on the JV side and again, showed that she absolutely belongs up at varsity this year, too. And she's really come on so strong at the end of the season. Man, the returning cast, as we talked about, we want to make sure we properly send off our seniors, but the returning
classes, junior and sophomore classes, next year's seniors and juniors, a lot to look forward to.
Yep, and I think those seniors know that they've, you know, helped build the future of this program, you know, along with all the other graduating kids, you know, in the past. But this group of senior girls just did an awesome, awesome job. And again, you know, like we were talking, Caleb, you know, that first half, 12-11, and then Durant kind of opening up in the second half. But they just did really good ball control out there by spreading them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, burning up a lot of time on the clock. And then driving in and causing fouls and stuff like that. So,
and as we always say, too, we bemoan that Wisconsin doesn't have a shot clock when when we're on the losing end of a game like this, too. But when you're on the other side, then you say, oh, well, it's not so bad that you can run some clock out, too. So, again, just kind of the way it is in our state here. And we'll take a look at the stats here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls, and listen to the highlights. For Durand, Arkansas, they had one player in double figures, three on the verge of double figures, and four that scored overall. They were led by Victoria Kurth, who had 12 points. She had 10 of her 12 after the break. And again, looking at the notations I have here, six free throws made in the second half for Victoria Kurth, 9 points for Emma Hoyt, 9 points for Chloe Auth, including two just really back-breaking three-pointers for McDonald, 8 points for Addison Auth, and 3 points for Sawyer Sabelko. On the other side, Erin Siegenthaler ended up with a game-high 14 points. She hit that three to beat the buzzer right at the end. So 14 points for Erin Siegenthaler, 6 points for Ann Siegenthaler, and 6 points for Emily Hartman for Coach Sally Williams and the McDonald Lady Macs. We'll take another break here and be back with your second half highlights, and we'll see if we can catch up with head coach Sally Williams again. I want to make sure that we give her plenty of time to properly give her team the send-off that they deserve. Again, we'll talk about our senior class as well, too. That's all ahead in three here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. McDonald Falls here in Altoona, the sectional final, 41-26. We're back in three on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Start seeing clearly with Eau Claire LASIK. Dr. Lee Hofer treats his patients like family and offers you the most advanced technology. And Eau Claire LASIK has made clearer vision more affordable than ever. Only $17.25 per eye with 0% interest financing for 24 months. And you can stop paying for glasses and contacts. It's time to start seeing clearly. Eau Claire LASIK, state-of-the-art technology and a doctor you can trust. Your consultation is always free. Schedule today at EauClaireLASIK.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Head coach Sally Williams joining us now here on WOGO for the final time this season. And Coach Williams, we appreciate her time all throughout this campaign. And Coach, we've talked about the adversity that your team battled through all throughout the year. And again, a game like tonight, adversity that you're working through yet again. Again, missing a very integral part of your team. But everybody who was out there, we said in the first half, you stood toe-to-toe physically with a very, very talented team.
Absolutely. I mean, give Duran credit. I mean, they came out and they put together a full game to take us off our game. And they deserved the win. They were the better team tonight. And as always, adversity, we have had the ups and downs. We've had a tough schedule for this reason. It got us to this point. And, I mean, this is an opportunity. I mean, we have to be thankful for this opportunity. We were one basket away from not being here. And so in playoff basketball, anything can happen. And so we're just thankful for this time here and that we're going to learn from this. We had those opportunities tonight. Unfortunately, the baskets just didn't fall.
Coach, what was your message to your team when it's your final message? Again, a team that you guys, I'm sure, have grown so close through those countless hours of practices. We see the games, but, you know, it's all those times in closed practice doors that it seems like you really meld together. And this team did come together throughout this campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be, first off, I told them I just couldn't be more proud of them this season. I mean, through the ups and downs of each game, I mean, there were so many games that we battled back, and just that relentless grit that they have just in their hearts, just that desire. You can't always teach that, and just to bring that out of them and come together, I couldn't have been any more proud of this season. Everyone was doubting us from the beginning, and I came in from day one telling them that I'm going to take you back. This isn't an off season. Like, we're going to find a way to get back, and they had to trust in that, and they put the trust in me, so I have to be so thankful for them. Obviously, we thank our seniors, just the road that they've path that they've laid out for us, and just what it takes, the traditions, just being there, the leadership, and so just coming together and just staying together. And obviously for the underclassmen, this is their opportunity. They know what it, they got a feel for it, and what are we going to do to get to the next step.
And Coach, we want to salute those seniors, Kendall Heffler and Lauren Misfelt and Tessa Rozowski. I know we talked about this maybe after the regional final, but now as you look back at this season in summation, what did they mean to you? Because again, coming in, I think you really lean on those seniors.
100%. I mean, I love those guys. They each bring something so different to the table, but it's good because you need a little bit of everything. And, I mean, Lauren Misfelt is the behind the scenes. She's truly the glue. She really is just breathes basketball. She loves it, and she understands her role, and she's always going to be there supporting those that need it. And all three of them, first off, had just given the trust to me. It's not easy coming into your last season having a new head coach, and so just that I have to be thankful for in itself. Tessa just coming in at big moments. I mean, last game she just came in and she just hit two of the biggest threes of the season,
yeah,
to take us, and that's what Tessa does. Tessa has always been kind of that spark plug, that she could just give us that spark that we always need, and just finding that and finding her role in that. And Kendall's just that grit. You know Kendall's going to go after anything, and just that hard nose, and she's a tough one to box out, and she's a tough one to just handle, just because she's going to go hard and she's not giving up, and she's that refusal to just be denied. And so all three of them just give a little bit of different aspect, both on and off the court, and together, like, they are our crew, and I couldn't be more proud of them, and can't wait to see where life takes them.
Coach,
we've kind of analyzed it, and with Kendall there in the last couple of years, we've called her the Dennis Rodman out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she is always battling for rebounds. It doesn't matter I mean, who's there? Who's in her way? Kendall's going to go after that basketball, and she's done a great job all year, so she's been fun to watch.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Coach, thank you so much again for the generosity of your time all throughout this season, before and after the games. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, seeing how you've led these young ladies, and we love you guys so much. Can't wait for next year already.
Yes.
But again, what a season it's been. Thank you for letting us be a part of the ride.
Yes, and I just want to send out a lot of thank yous, obviously, to you guys. I mean, you putting this out to so many people, especially those that can't watch, my family included, just you guys bring joy to those that aren't able to come to the game, so we can't thank you guys enough. This community, like I said multiple times, has just taken me in, and from day one has always made me feel welcome. And I can't be more proud to be the leader of this team and this program, because I just have always felt the love and joy from the community, and they support me and allows me to do what I need to do to help us win. And obviously, lastly, my family and friends that have always been my support, that are coming out, supporting me, sending me my texts, always watching, and I can't thank them enough. They've been from day one of playing all the way through college, and this game is just so much more, and sometimes you got to take a step back and realize the joy that it brings to others, and I'm so thankful for this opportunity and to bring that to them, and they do to me.
Coach, there has been a lot of joy surrounding this team and this season. Thank you so much, and you know what? Next November will be here before we know it.
All right, yes. Sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams joining us for the final time here on the WOGO Sports Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons, and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Hi. I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Finishing up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Let's take a listen to how the second half sounded. Your post game highlights from the first and second half. Fairly sophomore-led McDonald team, but we saw the seniors step up on Thursday night, particularly Kendall Heffler and Tess Rozowski. And Kendall will be jumping it up at midcourt. Opening tap, won by Durand, Arkansas. They'll attack very quickly. Left block. Shot in the paint. Blocked by Ann Siegenthaler.
Jump ball.
Tie up. And
defense.
Emily Hartman to inbound. She's having a little trouble with it. Looking for help. Throws it to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler drives hard in the air.
And one.
And one. McDonald ties the game and looking to take the first lead. Ann Siegenthaler.
Coach Williams.
Play.
Substituted. We got a lot of her starters back out there.
Quick three from the right corner. Back rim, no. Kendall Heffler with the rebound. Heffler will push. off coming from behind. Drive along the baseline, up and in for two.
And
Siegenthaler pulls McDonald within a point. Again, high on the left. Leaves it for Aaron Siegenthaler. Short corner feed. And Siegenthaler passes up the three. Loops it across. Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three. Left.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald into that one. Ties the game. 7-7. Is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mavs. Sabelko down the right side of the lane. Nice drop pass down low. A beautiful third pass and another block by McDonald. Riley got a piece of it. And now coming the other way off the second missed shot.
Nice block by Riley. She's been just getting up in the air lately.
Left side, Emily Hartman for three, and the lead.
Yes!
She got another one. Nothing but net for McDonald. Nearly 10-9. Emma Hoyt worked down low to Sabelko. Sabelko twisting between a couple defenders, lost the handle for a moment, trying to avoid a 3-second call, and she'll throw the pass away to Kelsey Bremnes. Hands off to Aaron Siegenthaler. Ann Siegenthaler right side. Exactly a minute to play. 10-11. Ann Siegenthaler drives baseline. Hangs and hits. 12-11. The Lady Max regained the lead. Far side of the floor. Emma Hoyt lost in front of the McDonald's student section. She's doubled looking for help. Drops it down. Blocked by Riley Christensen. Richardson out of bounds. And that'll
Time's
end
out.
The half. A defensive play by McDonald. Riley stands tall. McDonald leads by a point. You've been That was a good-looking shot for the Panthers and didn't go down. Siegenthaler for McDonald. Euros down the lane. Her shot won't go down.
There we go.
Rebound. Puts it up.
There we go.
And in.
Is that Aaron?
Aaron Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan. High on the left. Shoots high post to Kendall Heffler. Drop it down to Siegenthaler, to Aaron Siegenthaler. Driving baseline. Her runner is good. Aaron Siegenthaler makes it 16-13. And Aaron Siegenthaler, all four of McDonald's points in the second half. Baseline, a dribble down to Ann Siegenthaler in the right corner. Ann long cross-court skip, Chloe Flanagan. Drops down to Kendall Heffler, left block extended. Shoots it up top to Aaron Siegenthaler, gets by her defender, hangs in the air, counted, and a foul for Aaron. The hard take to the rim, and looking for three the old-fashioned way, the McDonald sophomore. Right to left here in the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler picks it up outside the arc. High pass. Riley Christensen-Richardson skips to Emily Hartman. Hartman driving baseline. Back out to Riley. Extra pass and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler in the air. High off the glass. And somehow put it up and in.
There you go.
Twisting and contorting in the air. And Siegenthaler. And it's 23-20. You can hear the Durant faithful now. They're 3:07 away from the berth at state. McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler looking for a three. Got splash. It. Right wing. McDonald trying to fight back. And that's how the first and second half sounded here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube as we wrap things up here on WOGO Sports. Again, it's amazing how fast November to March goes. And so, again, March to November will be kind of a blink of the eye as well.
It really will. I mean, you know, we're into March pretty good here, and you know, before you know it, it's going to be over, and you know, April, May is gone, and the kids are graduating, and summer just fly by, and then of course I'm ready for football to start. So I'm excited for that to happen too. But there's a lot of things happening in the spring here with the McDonald's sports through the spring there too.
And again, that's something that here on WOGO and the WOGO Sports Live video stream, baseball and softball coverage, and I have to say, just from my heart, being able to see these kids again, that basketball isn't the goodbye, that there's one more chance
exactly.
to see so many of these kids, because so many are three-sport athletes, the boys and the girls, to say, hey, I don't have to say goodbye yet.
Right.
And so looking forward to, again, some Chi High McDonald baseball and softball coming up. Be looking for that schedule on the WOGO Sports website, WOGO.com. And, again, looking forward to bringing you video and audio coverage of those games. We'll be working on that schedule soon. And cannot thank, as always, our sponsors all throughout the regular season, throughout the playoffs as well, too. For those of you who've been enjoying the live video streaming, it's certainly not an inexpensive endeavor. grateful to our ownership, the Seward family in Chippewa Falls, for investing in that, and grateful to the sponsors who are making these broadcasts possible. So thank you so much to them again. If you are watching this game live, if you're rewatching it later, if you're listening to it on the radio or a podcast, paying attention to those sponsors, and when you're able to patronize their businesses, or even just shooting them a message on Facebook or an email, or popping your head in the door and saying thank you. Thank you for supporting local high school sports on WOGO. I know it means the world to them, and they mean the world to us, because they allow us to do what we do, to bring, again, broadcasts like this on the radio and on video at no charge. There's paywalls all over the place in today's day and age. And again, we provide this free of charge because of those sponsors. And so very grateful for that. Thank you to our board operator back in the WOGO studios in Hallie Elliott Spies tonight. Sam Aberle, again, who's been kind of my partner in crime with these video broadcasts for so many of them. Sam putting in so much work, again, to make these broadcasts look as good as they do with his stellar camera work. So I can't, again, appreciate him enough. Thank you to MacMan in Eau Claire, their entire crew there, to get us set up with the equipment that we needed, to let us actually borrow and test some equipment for quite a while there, so we could make sure that this solution would work for what we wanted it to. And again, finally, thank you, Mark Maloney, for, again, going all over Western Wisconsin with me to so many of these games, to your wonderful wife, Lita, for giving you up for so many evenings, or sometimes coming along with you as well, too, and waiting until we're done yapping so that she can get on the road again. It just, again, it's been a joy and a pleasure. So thank you, my friend, for this journey. Again, looking forward to it next year already.
Yes, I am. And I got, and your YouTube, that you did such a great job setting up, Caleb, and Sam running the cameras, and help from Gavin Bovey there. But there's so many comments that I get texted, you know, and I'm just the color guy here. I'm just along for the ride. And just the comments that I get from people texting saying, it is so awesome that YouTube, and like you said, it's a free thing. And they say, yeah, I mean, my sister just puts it up on her 75-inch TV screen. It's like you're right there.
And again, our goal with all of this, as always, we want to do what we do with excellence, because we love our kids. We love our community. We love our school. And again, for Chi-Hi McDonald Athletics, we want to do the best we possibly can so that, again, our community and our school and these student athletes know that we love them, that we care about them, and we want to give the best possible broadcast experience as kind of a keepsake, a memento, too, because so many times you look back 10, 20 years down the road, look back at these and say, man, those were some of the best moments of my life. And so we want to try and capture those as best we can.
Yes, and it's just been, I love doing it. I don't know how many years I've been doing it. I've been
since
the beginning.
It's been a while.
Maybe with Halvo before, or Halvo and Matt before that. I don't know, but it's fun. I enjoy it. And again, it gives me that opportunity to stay involved with the kids at McDonald too.
Well, again, thank you to everyone involved in these broadcasts, for everyone watching and listening, as we bid you good night for the final time for the 2024-2025 McDonald Boys and Girls basketball season. And again, stay tuned for information coming out before too long on baseball and softball coverage. Once again, live from Altoona High School tonight, site of this WIA Division IV sectional final game. Congratulations to the Durand Arkansas Panthers moving on to the rest center in Green Bay. Your final score, Durand Arkansas 41, your McDonald Central Lady Max 26. This has been McDonald Lady Max Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Altoona.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.
WOGO.